Well, good evening and Merry Christmas. Believe it or not, it is Christmas already, isn't it? Well, we're so thankful and glad that you are with us tonight and you have chosen to celebrate Christmas with us here at Central. For those of you online, I want to welcome you. I know you're watching all around the U.S., all around the world. We're so thankful that you've chosen to celebrate Christmas here at Central. For those of you that are guests here, maybe you're in town visiting family, friends, we're so thankful that you came along to celebrate Christmas with us. And for those of you that maybe came tonight because you're looking for a church home, you're trying to find a place to fit in, I want you to know we're glad you're here too. And if you would, I would encourage you, text the word welcome to the number on the screen. And then after the service, if you're looking for a church home, stop by guest services. They have a gift for you. They would love to meet you and get to know you a little bit better as you're considering Central for your church home. Well, before we get started tonight, I do have an announcement for you. If you were expecting somebody maybe a little taller to be up here tonight, that makes two of us. I want to let you know that Pastor Bob and Lori, they both tested positive for COVID just a couple days ago. And so they won't be with us here in person, but they are joining us online. They're worshiping with us and celebrating Christmas online this evening. I know Pastor Bob's tuning in just to make sure that for the third service, I'm again in a suit and tie, so we can cross that off. Tonight's the last night, so I'll have to wait. But I want you to know, and they want you to know, they're doing well. They are appreciative of all of the prayers, all the thoughts. They are hoping to be back soon, so we'll be praying for that. But you guys know how much they love you and how much they would like to be here tonight celebrating Christmas with you. So please know they are sending their Christmas wishes to you as well. But tonight, it's really about one thing, isn't it? It's about celebrating the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Because when he came into the world, everything changed, didn't it? We were given a hope, a peace, and a joy, and that's why we're here tonight, and that's what we celebrate at Christmas. So to start off, would you stand with us as we sing Joy to the World?
And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and Yes. Wonderful. You may be seated.
On a dead end road, with a candle flicker in one hand, Dad's hand in the other. Take me back to silent night. My heart was full and the world was right. 'Cause right now the world looks nothing like those innocent Decembers. These days, peace on earth is hard to find. I need you to remind me one more time. You're still the hope of Christmas. You're still the light when the world looks dark. You're still the hope of Christmas. You're still the hope of my heart. snowflakes falling down like a blanket on this town. For a moment we can hardly see the pain this year has brought us. May the sick find healing's touch, may hatred's fight be won with love. May every heart make room for you, the one who came to save us. 'Cause you're still the hope of Christmas. You're still the light when the world looks dark. You're still the hope of Christmas. You're still the hope of my heart. You're the hope of Christmas. Bow my head to pray tonight. Felt my little girl by my side, and she slipped a tiny hand in mine, and we both talked to you. And it took me back to 8 years old, my daddy's hand and a story told about heaven's love and a manger low, and a promise that's still true. You're still the hope of Christmas. You're still the light when the world looks dark. You're still the hope of Christmas. You're still the hope of my heart. You're still the hope of Christmas. You're still the light when the world looks dark. You're still the hope of Christmas. You're still the hope of my heart.
What a great song, TJ and Tatum. The world in which we live and that which we experience. It's great to be here tonight, to see all the faces, and I pray that this is the best Christmas ever. Would you stand and join us as we sing another Christmas carol? Hark, the herald angels sing.
Sinners reconciled.
seated.
as our ushers come forward and prepare for our offering, I want to take this time just to say thank you. Thank you for your generosity all throughout the year, because it has made such a difference here at Central. You know, our mission is to know Christ and make him known, and we've been able to do that because of your generosity. We've made him known in our community and all around the world. And here at Christmas time, while we're celebrating Christmas, others are celebrating Christmas differently as well because of your generosity. Just this past week, we took cookies and care packages up to the inmates up at the Hutch prison, along with a gospel message. A couple of weeks ago, we helped throw a Christmas party for foster families and kids to show them the hope and the fun of Christmas. And there's a chapel right now, a church that we helped build in Kenya. And for the first time this Christmas, they'll be having Christmas in that church. And people all over those villages are coming to see what is going on there. Who is this Jesus? All of those things are happening and have been able to happen because of your generosity. And we want to thank you for that. Tonight, if you're a guest, do not feel like you have to give. But if you feel like joining with us on the mission to know Christ and make him known, we want to give you that opportunity, and we thank you for that generosity. Let's pray. Father, we are so thankful tonight. We come before you and we worship and we celebrate the birth of Jesus. There has been no greater to the world than that of Jesus. We know that every good gift is from above God, and we recognize that tonight. We come before you worshiping you, and I can't help but think about the Magi, the kings, as they came to acknowledge you that first night. And we think about them and how they brought the gifts and they bowed down, and those gifts were a sign of worship. They gave of their best to you. Tonight, God, we also give of our tithes and offerings. We give of our best to you. We give back what you have already given so graciously. Father, I pray that you will bless the gift. You will take it, you will multiply it to the ends of the earth so that we can proclaim and profess your name. Bless the giver as well tonight, God. May they sense a great sense of love from you this evening. And it's in the name of Jesus that we pray. Amen.
Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah.
As I mentioned before, believe it or not, it is Christmas. It's kind of tough to get ready for Christmas today when you can go outside for a walk in shorts and a t-shirt, but it's Christmas, right? And we know that because we've been preparing for Christmas for a while. Some of you guys might have waited till the last minute. Hopefully not, but you have a few minutes left, I guess. Some of you have been planned and prepared, and everything's been done for weeks. Some of you this year, you just wanted to skip the planning altogether, so you just left up all the Christmas lights on the house from last year. I hope that's not you. Don't raise your hand, especially if you invited your neighbor. They already know you left them up. But we do a lot of things at Christmas to get ready, don't we? We put up Christmas trees, we get gifts, we wrap them, we watch our favorite Christmas movies and bake Christmas cookies. We do a lot to get ready for Christmas and get us excited in that anticipation. A lot of things going on, and it just helps us get ready for Christmas and to help celebrate it. But tonight, as we're thinking about celebrating Christmas, I want to remind you that the celebration at Christmas isn't about everything that's going on out there that I just mentioned. The true celebration of Christmas takes place right here. That's where the celebration of Christmas takes place. That's where we receive the gift that is Jesus. I want to pick up in the Christmas story in Luke chapter 2. When the angel of the Lord came to the shepherds out in the field, and the angel said, "I bring you good news. In the town of David in Bethlehem tonight, a Savior is going to be born. You're going to know it's him because he'll be wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger." And then the angel left. I can only imagine what it was like for those shepherds at that moment. I'm sure some of the shepherds, they couldn't stop talking. They were so excited, going, "Did you see that? There was an angel." And others were speechless. They were trying to get their heart rate down and catch their breath. They couldn't believe it. But regardless of how they responded, what they were feeling, I think they were all thinking the same thing. They were wondering, is it true? Is the Messiah really here tonight? Is the Savior of the world really coming? You see, they would have remembered, they would have known the passages in Isaiah that told them that the Savior of the world was coming. The Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Prince of Peace, they would have known that. And they would have wondered that night, is it really him? Luke tells us that they hurried off. They had great anticipation. They wanted to know. They wanted to go find out for themselves. Is the hope of the world really here? And they arrive, and what do they find? But they find Mary and Joseph, and there, wrapped in a cloth, lying in the manger, is a baby. It was just as the angel had told them. Can you imagine at that moment just the feeling and the emotion that those shepherds must have experienced? Here, they've waited their whole life. Everyone they knew had been waiting for the coming of the Messiah, and he was here. It was true. Jesus had arrived. I can't imagine. Luke gives us a little bit of insight into maybe how they were feeling. He says that after the shepherds departed, after they left the presence of Mary and Joseph and Jesus, that they left glorifying God and praising him. Something changed in those shepherds that night, didn't it? Because they came searching and seeking and looking to see if the Messiah, the Savior, was really there. And yet they left glorifying and praising God. So something had to change. It was their heart, wasn't it? You see, Jesus lying in a manger, even as a baby, without words, when they stared at him and they saw him, they realized that he was the light of the world. He was the hope that they had been waiting for. He was there. And when they received that hope, they were filled with joy. And that is where the praising and the exalting and the glorifying of Jesus came from. The joy that they experienced in that moment. We're reminded, though, that the shepherds, their heart wasn't changed because they had all of the answers. They didn't know everything that night, did they? They didn't know the life that Jesus would live. They didn't know the miracles and the signs and the wonders that would come from this baby. When they looked at the baby in the manger, they had no idea that the little hands and the little feet would one day bear the scars for you and me. They didn't know those things. But God, in his goodness, in his faithfulness, and in his love, he gave them a glimpse of his plan. He gave them a glimpse of what salvation looked like. He gave them enough of a glimpse that it changed their heart. They put their whole trust, they put their life and their confidence in that baby at that moment with what they had seen and they had experienced, and their life was changed right then and right there. They had received the hope that they had been waiting for. It had been dark and there had been despair. And here Jesus comes, the light of the world, and says, I'm here. I'm the hope that you've been waiting for. Trust me. Trust me and receive that hope and be filled with the joy that can be found in me and me alone. The last few weeks through our Advent series, the sermon title has been A Christmas Like None Other. Our hope and prayer this whole time is that this Christmas would be a Christmas like none other. But not because of your circumstances, not because of the things you're going through being different this Christmas, but that Christmas would be different for you this year because something is different right here. That's where Christmas is at. I hope and I pray that this Christmas is different because you are making room for Jesus. Just like the shepherds, we look for hope, don't we? The whole world is looking for hope right now. Looking, who can I trust? And on this Christmas, we celebrate and we recognize that Jesus came into the world and said, I'm the one you can trust. I am your hope. Jesus meets us wherever we are tonight. Whatever we're going through, whatever situations in our life, Jesus comes to us and says, I am your hope. With me, you always have hope in every situation. With Jesus, we're never without hope. That's the Christmas story, that Jesus came into the world to give us that hope. So we know that he is our hope now and our hope forever. Jesus didn't stay a baby. I hope you know that. Jesus grew and he lived the perfect life. He died on the cross for you and for me. And he rose again on the third day. And yet he went to prepare a place for each and every one of us who have made that room in our heart for him. That is hope. That is the hope that we talk about. That is the hope that we celebrate at Christmas. That we have the hope now And we have the hope for the future because Jesus came into the world to give us that hope. It doesn't matter whether this is your first Christmas in a church and you're staring and you're gazing, looking in like the shepherds going, is it real? Is the good news really good news? Is Jesus really who he says he is? Or maybe you've celebrated Christmas for decades. Tonight, there's an opportunity to make more room for Jesus and to say, Jesus, I want you right here. I want you in my life. That's how we receive the hope of Christmas. That's how we get to experience the joy that is found at Christmas so that we can go about glorifying and praising God just like the shepherds did. What an incredible hope we have. We have something to look forward to and to celebrate and to rejoice. And his name is Jesus. The angel of the Lord reminds us when he was speaking to the shepherds, he said, the good news will bring great joy to all people. Do you know he was talking about you? He was talking about each and every one of you. All of you in this room here tonight, no matter if you're at the front or the back or the balcony, wherever you are, those of you online, wherever you are, Jesus sees you tonight and he says, I came for you. I came to bring you hope. In me is everything. Everything changed that night when Jesus came into the world. And everything changes in our lives when Jesus comes into our heart. That's the story of Christmas. That's why we might celebrate Christmas with the trees and the music and the cookies and everything that is great and fun and enjoyable. But that is why the true meaning in Christmas is really celebrated right here. That's why we hope and we pray that this Christmas truly is a Christmas like none other. That this Christmas you'll experience it in a way that you never have. You have that opportunity. Jesus came into the world for you and me. We know in John 3:16 that God said that he sent Jesus in the world as an act of love. Love changes hearts. Do you realize tonight, as we celebrate Christmas, that as Jesus came into the world, as he came as a baby in that manger, he came as an act of love for you and for me. And when we think about that love, when we think about that love that we can hardly even wrap our heads around, that love can change our hearts and it can change our lives. Just like the shepherds, we don't have to have all of the answers. We don't have to have all of them. We may not know exactly what our life's gonna look like. We may not know exactly how he's gonna show up in what ways, but we know that he will show up. That's the hope. That's the hope. That is the confidence that we have tonight, that as we celebrate Christmas, as we come together, as we rejoice, as we look at the manger and we see Jesus as a baby, we know that he came into the world to give us hope. And that hope, my friends, when we have hope, we experience joy. And so again, no matter what, no matter where we are at, when we are reminded, and we're being reminded of it tonight, that when we have hope, we can also have joy in the moment, can't we? Oh, joy. That's what Christmas is about. The joy that came into the world that night for you and for me. So this Christmas, may it be different. May it be different for each and every one of us as we make more room in our heart so that we can truly celebrate Christmas where it matters. Right here. Let's pray. Father, we are so thankful. We are so thankful that you sent Jesus to us. And oh, what a way, as a baby. We gaze at the manger tonight and we can't help but think about the cross. We can't help but think about the hope that you have given us, not only in the moment, but for all eternity. We are thankful that you meet us right where we are. You know each and every one of us. You call us by name, and tonight, you speak to the depths of our heart, and you tell us, trust in me. I am your hope. I am your peace, and I will be your joy. That is what we celebrate tonight, Lord. We are so thankful. We are so thankful for that gift and that blessing. Tonight, we can't help but glorify you and praise you, God, for your goodness and your faithfulness to each and every one of us. May our hearts cry out with a deep praise and thankfulness for the gift that is Jesus, who we celebrate and receive tonight at Christmas. And it is in that name, the name of Jesus, that we all pray. Amen.
Christ is born.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing that has been made was made. In him is life, and that life is the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not overcome it. John chapter 1, 1 through 5. Jesus is the light of the world. He is the light that came in at the very beginning, and he shined in the darkness. And now, as believers, we carry that light. We carry that light out into all of the world. And so tonight, going into this last song, Silent Night, we will be lighting our candles. And it will show us exactly that. It will start with one candle, that original light. And it will go out through the whole church, just like it goes out through all of the world. I'm going to go ahead and light this candle here from the Christ candle. And then I will be coming back and just a second, I'll be lighting the candles of our pastors, and then they will light the candles of our ushers, and we will go row by row and light candles all throughout the church. I want to remind you, in order to light these, please put the unlit candle into the lit one so no one gets burned. But as we do this, reflect on that passage. Think about Jesus being the light of the world. The last verse, we will raise our candles and we will sing even louder. And at the end of it, we will extinguish them. But would you please stand at this time as we sing Silent Night?
Oh,
Jesus, you are the light of the world. We are so thankful that you stepped into darkness so that we could see. We are thankful that you are the light of the world, the light of mankind, and in you there is life. I pray tonight, Jesus, that your light that shines so bright, it will shine in each and every one of us brighter as we go forth into the world, so that they may know that we are yours, that we have that hope and we have that joy that comes from you and you alone. Jesus, may our hearts be different this Christmas. We invite you. We invite you to make your space in our heart. And we acknowledge that you are the light. You are the light of the world. And it's in the name of Jesus that we pray. Amen. You can blow out your candles. Before I give you the blessing, I have a couple announcements for you. The first is, as you leave, if you could, maybe drop the candles in the bins to help us out a little bit. Also, if you're online or in person and you're going to be back on Sunday, we hope you come back for our worship on Sunday. We are only having one service on Sunday, and that's at 10 a.m. instead of our normal 2. But we'll be back to our regular services on January 2nd, and we hope that you'll come and be a part of this Sunday's service as well. And if you purchase one of the poinsettias in honor of someone, we want to make sure that you come forward and pick those up tonight so you can take them home so it can be part of your Christmas. And I do have one last announcement, and I'm sorry to have to say this. I know we are planning on having fireworks after this service, but we've just been told by the fire marshal that it is too windy and they're not going to give us permission to shoot off the fireworks tonight. So I apologize. I know you waited and you came to this service just for that. But I'm sorry, and we're going to have to postpone that. But I want to thank you again for coming. Would you please receive the benediction, the blessing? May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance and give you peace. From Pastor Bob, myself, from all of our pastors, all of our staff, everyone here at Central, we just want to wish everybody a Merry, Merry Christmas.